So, Frank, I don't know if it was our mutual friend Tom Hoffman or somebody sent me a picture with a compilation photo of just a slew of huge, you know, incredible trophies that you had killed in just one season. And that was 2017, right? There was just this past season.
Right. Well, you had a similar
season like that in 2016, right? It's just incredible. So why don't you tell everybody about, you know, what you got in 2017?
Oh, in 2017, I'm always down in Mexico. This is where I start. I spend most of January down in Mexico hunting coos deer and mule deer. So I've been doing that. This was my 10th year doing that. So that's another one of my favorites. You asked me for my favorite big game animal on an earlier question in Alaska, but if you would have said just favorite animal to hunt, I would have added coos deer or cows deer in there also. So I started down in Mexico this last year in 17, shot two nice cows deer, coos deer, and then and I come back to Alaska and killed a muskox in February, a Boone and Crockett muskox, and then a black bear down in southeast Alaska. And then I flew one of my Super Cub on wheels over to the Northwest Territories and killed a mountain caribou. And after that, I came back and had a tule elk tag in California. I wanted to kill a tule elk, so another tule. So I went to kill a tule elk in California in August, and then I come back up here, and in September the 7th is when I killed my Fannin sheep that we talked about in the previous question. And then I was down the peninsula brown bear hunting because this last year was a fall brown bear season on the Alaska Peninsula, and I was way out down on the peninsula hunting for a big brown bear, and got around these wolves and ended up hunting these wolves a little bit, and was fortunate enough to take that wolf that we talked about in the last question in October. And then after that, I was over on Kodiak Island, which is another regular trip of mine every year. The coos deer in Mexico is a regular trip. The spring black bear down in the southeast every year is a regular trip. And this Kodiak Sitka blacktail deer hunting is like a regular. These trips are trips that I try to do every year. So I killed three Pope and Young Sitka blacktails in November on Kodiak, and then to top it off, I drawn a pretty good tag in Montana and shot a nice mountain lion in December out of Missoula, Montana.
You do realize that some guys go their whole lives to get what you got in 2017, right?
I do, but I mean, I do sacrifice a lot to do this kind of hunting. I don't have any other hobbies, and like we talked about earlier, I'm not married, and you know, there is some sacrifices, you know, I'm not very well rounded. I put all my time and energy and money and into bow hunting. That's what I tell people. It's not that hard to be the successful if you spend as much time on it as I do. That's kind of the way I look at it.
That's just incredible. And in 2016?
Oh, 2016, I actually killed 12 Pope and Youngs in 2016 and 11 Pope and Youngs last year. But yeah, in 16, I killed three coos deer and another muskox, and I killed my second polar bear that year in 2016 in April. I killed a really nice polar bear in Grease Fjords, and then I was back down in my southeast black bear spot in June and killed a black bear. I killed a doll sheep that year in Alaska, two mountain goats last year, in 2016. I killed two mountain goats that year, and then I'm looking at the list here, and then I was back over in Kodiak and killed three Pope and Young Sitka blacktails in November in 2016.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know what I got? You know what I got in 2017?
What?
I got a doe.
I think I probably saw it on the bow side. I think you probably posted it.
My 2016 season was exceptional on whitetails. It was the best year ever in my 40 years of hunting. But this past season, we don't talk about 2017.
Okay, next year is another year.
Next year, I'm going to change all that. Yeah, that's just incredible, Frank.
Okay, thanks, Pat.